And in many places today, particularly in Israel today, no coffins at all are used. And the dead are placed, they are wrapped around in shrouds, and they are placed directly in the ground. But at the very most, simple wooden casket. Cremation is still shunned by most Jews today. Some people consider it outright forbidden, others say it is not proper. And in a future discussion, we will see one of the reasons given for this reticence at cremation. After burial, a series of mourning periods begins. The first period lasts for 7 days, hence the phrase Shiva. Shiva in Hebrew is seven, for the 7 days. And during that period, mourners refrain from all everyday activities. They usually remain at home, they receive condolence visits there. It's customary even to conduct daily prayers at a mourner's house during those 7 days. The second stage lasts for 30 days, when mourning ends for all except the immediate offspring of the dead, meaning the children, usually children of dead parents. A third stage lasts for one complete year. And during that year after death, the child of a dead parent will recite a special prayer known as the Kaddish. The word Kaddish in Aramaic means sanctification. Now, there's a misconception about this prayer. The prayer itself was not written as a prayer about the dead. It was a prayer that was recited originally at the end of prayer sessions, at the end of study sessions, and it is a prayer that describes God's kingdom in this world, and it's really just one long list of praises for God. Beginning in medieval Germany, this prayer was assigned to be recited by mourners. And it is common today for non-traditional Jews, people who have absolutely no other connection with tradition, to recite and to be very meticulous in reciting the Kaddish, as it were, after their parents throughout the year. People will visit the cemetery 1 year after the death of parents. Very often, in some communities, a tombstone is only set up a year after death at the cemetery. And then they will visit the same cemetery on a yearly basis. The day, the anniversary of the death of a parent is called, at least in Yiddish and among certain Jewish circles, Yahrzeit, the time of the year. And on that day, on the anniversary, again, of the death, the child recites the Kaddish. Jewish cemeteries have an interesting history to them. According to Jewish tradition, only Jews may be buried in a Jewish cemetery. Again, we have this ethnic component that creeps into religious ritual. And as a result, some very, very distressing cases took place where people had doubtful Jewish pedigrees about them. And all sorts of discussions and debates arose, should this person be buried in the cemetery, in the Jewish cemetery, or not? In fact, in the modern state of Israel, there were major debates that split the country into two, discussing the issue of who was a Jew, who is a Jew. And very often these debates began with the question of burial in a cemetery. Burial is obviously a very, very sensitive issue. And Jews connected all sorts of beliefs with burial. One of them in particular has a fascinating history. Jews wanted to be buried in the land of Israel, even if they had never seen the land. This is a custom that probably goes back to the 2nd or 3rd century of the Common Era. That is not to say that there aren't biblical cases where a child is told by his dying father, such as Jacob in Egypt, who tells his son Joseph, "Bring me to Canaan for burial," but there the issue was something else. There he wanted to be buried in the family plot. Jews want to be buried in a family plot. But in late antiquity, there developed a custom of Jews who had never seen the land, whose great-great-grandfathers had never seen the land, wanting to be buried in the land. And this was due to all sorts of religious beliefs. Some believed that if you were buried in the land, your sins would be atoned for. There's a scripture that the land make expiation for sins. Another belief was, this is a rather strange one maybe, that the dead who are buried in the land of Israel will rise up first when the Messiah comes, or will rise up first at the resurrection of the dead. And so we have we read of histories of people having their coffins sent, as it were, to Israel for burial. And yet there's one beautiful rabbinic story that describes two rabbis sitting on the outskirts of the city of Tiberias, and they see coffins coming for burial from the diaspora. And one of them says, "Now you come in death. You had no need for God's inheritance to Israel during your lifetime. Now, by sending your bones, you are contaminating the land." So this issue of burial was a very, very sensitive issue throughout Jewish history. But this Jewish life cycle, in fact, leads a Jew from the very first days of birth, as we have seen, and until the very, very last stages of life.